KSRN News. I'm Mary Rose. A man armed with guns and knives stormed the lobby outside the White House Correspondents Association dinner attended by President Trump last night, shooting a Secret Service man before being subdued. Afterwards, the president spoke to the media.
In light of this evening's events, I ask that all Americans recommit with their hearts in resolving our difference peacefully. We have to resolve our differences.
The armed man was a guest at the Washington Hilton where the dinner was being held. He is expected in court Monday. The Trump administration is sending mixed messages about when gas prices will drop.
Trump cabinet member Chris Wright said this week that gas prices might not drop below $3 a gallon until next year. But President Trump told the Hill newspaper that his energy secretary was totally wrong. The next day, Secretary Wright was asked about his prediction during congressional testimony.
I don't know the future of energy prices. Often I will speculate or look at those things. I would say gasoline prices looks like they peaked about a week or so ago.
The president himself has acknowledged that gas prices could remain high through Election Day in November. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Liberal economists are facing renewed scrutiny after earlier backing claims that large-scale spending under Joe Biden would not drive up inflation.
Inflation, which was below 2% in the final months of Donald Trump's first term, surged to 9% under former President Joe Biden, then eased again at the beginning of Mr. Trump's second term. Despite the ongoing Iran conflict and the recent surge in oil prices, the inflation rate today is lower than the average rate during the four-year budget deficit of former President Biden.
Correspondent Kim Lorman reporting. This is SRN News. A victory for the Ten Commandments.
A federal appeals court says Texas can require the Decalogue to be displayed in public school classrooms. The ruling by the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is a victory for Republican state lawmakers, though it sets up a potential clash at the U.S. Supreme Court over the issue in the future. The Fifth Circuit Court said in its decision that Texas law does not violate the First Amendment, which protects religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Human Rights Campaign is launching a $15 million investment targeting Republicans in battleground districts ahead of the fall's midterm elections. The leading LGBT advocacy group in the U.S. says this will be the most money it has ever spent on a midterm. The campaign comes after years of losses at the ballot box and in the courts for the gay rights movement. Beside eight House races, the Human Rights Campaign is also supporting Democratic candidates for the Senate in Georgia and other states. This is SRN News. If you've missed, you know, rooting around in your cereal box for a toy, we've got good news for you.
W.K. Kellogg Company said on Thursday it's including toys with some of its cereals for the first time in more than a decade. Starting April 26, special edition boxes of Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, and Corn Pops will have plastic toys shaped like characters from Disney and Pixar's Toy Story 5. The movie's scheduled to hit theaters in June. Plastic toys used to be a mainstay in cereal boxes, but they've gradually disappeared as manufacturers tried to cut costs and consumers worried about choking and other hazards. Keith Peters reporting.
Members of the Screenwriters Union have ratified a four-year agreement with Hollywood Studios. Union leaders said Friday that 90% voted to approve the deal. More details at srnnews.com.